Imagine a smoky battlefield, flags waving in the distance. Two heroes face off, their armor dented, their clothes torn from many years of war, and now they're preparing for their final battle. When the time is right, they charge at one another, their weapons drawn as they lean in for an attack, and their weapons collide. You'd expect to see sparks and splinters fly. However, at Porter Park in Rexburg, that epic collision actually sounds more like this. That is the sound of LARPing, otherwise known as live-action role-playing. A worldwide community where players gather together and battle one another with weapons and armor either homemade or professionally made out of materials like duct tape, PVC pipes, and camping pads. The community here in town was organized by BYU Idaho student Scott Harper.
The reaction was kind of negative. Most people thought we were just kind of weird looking. We had maybe 5 or 6 people that would show up. However, now we're getting up to 20, 25 people. And the reactions of people watching has changed more to a state of awe than one of insult.
However, despite the negative reactions, the community pays little heed to the mocking of the civilians. They are too engaged in battle.
Yep, most of the time, you're more focused on not getting hit than you are on the people watching.
I went to the park to check out a few battles and see what it was all about. Players gather together with various armor combinations with homemade weapons ranging from a giant hammer to throwing knives, all made out of duct tape and pipes. After going over some of the rules, the battle of Capture the Flag began.
Go!
Although not every player jumped in and started hitting one another, there was strategy involved, like taunting.
Then come!
Come at me, bro.
No! You come at me!
As I watched these battles, I could tell they were really in their own world. Not like they were caught up in a mindless activity like a computer game, but as if they were sincerely enjoying themselves and enjoying the people they were with. In a mini-documentary made about themselves, Harper touches on how LARPing has set him free.
It allows you to take maybe character weaknesses that you have and put them in a controlled fictional setting and try to work through stuff. For example, in my life I've dealt with depression a lot, and so in the LARP I've developed my character so that he's a heroic character that people look up to, and I've designed his costume and armor to convey this impressive appearance, and so people see that and they're like, ooh, I want to be like that guy. And so for me, that has helped me work on a character defect that I have of my self-image. And every player has their own reasons for doing it. But at the end of the day, it's a party. LARPing is tons of fun.
In fact, Harper is not the only one who finds solace in live-action roleplay. In a documentary produced by Vice titled LARPing Saved My Life, New Jersey native John Gallagher has Asperger's syndrome and was on the verge of committing suicide until he was welcomed into the LARPing community.
To my friends, thank you for accepting me and letting me to belong here. You guys have accepted me as one of your family. And for that, I am eternally grateful. Signed, yours truly, Vanyl Tefarnas Solidor. That's me.
Back at the park, I saw how inclusive the players were of one another. Their friendly competition had a spirit of family about it as they entered the battlefield together and returned to reality together. Their acceptance of one another showed as they worked together to build their community. Whatever preconceived notions I had about LARPing totally changed after watching this community of friends enjoy one another. I was able to see these people as any other person with their own personal battles and passions. Veteran LARPer Kurt Johnson says LARPing frees people.
Because everybody's character in one way or another is part of who they are. They're drawing on their own personal experiences and emotions to be that character.
If you're looking for a great exercise, new friends, and a boost to your self-esteem, head over to Porter Park and give LARPing a try. First time is free, and if you're a girl concerned about not fitting in, Sarah West has an answer to that.
Any girls considering to come, don't be afraid that there's so many boys, because they're all really nice and helpful, so it's good happy hunting grounds.
For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Miles Prim.